ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to the Rodeo Roundup Unplugged. This week's special guest, very talented journalist, Alexis Bloomer. Alexis, thank you so much for coming on the show with us this week.
Of course, thank you. Sure.
Man, what a journalist career that you have got started. You are going to one of the best schools, not only for journalism, but for rodeo as well, and Sam Houston State University. And talk to us a little bit about how the years have been there and what it means to you to be part of a school that's so well known within the sport of professional rodeo as well.
You know, it's pretty neat. It's actually kind of humbling to be walking through campus and see someone like Trey Benton, or see it's like Sterling Crawley that's been in the NFR, and just to believe all of us are going to the NFR at the same time. It's actually really humbling, I think, as a journalist too, to be able to like walk the same hallway as the guys that are competing at the NFR that I interview when I'm in Vegas. So it's really cool. Like, I love going to Sam Houston. They provided me with opportunities that I don't think I would have got at any other school in the nation. Not only is it the Dan Rather School of Journalism, but this past summer I was able to go to New York and spend my summer interning for Dan Rather. So I think this school honestly just provides an endless amount of opportunities, not only in the journalistic world, but also in the rodeo world. I mean, we had at one point 13 guys qualifying for the NFR that were from Sam Houston, and some of them still in school. That was just so neat to say for me to hear, because I hear all these guys at the NFR say where they went to school, either A&M or Texas Tech, and then here at Sam Houston State University. It's pretty neat that these Cowboys have the opportunity to travel and spread the word about our school, and that I have the opportunity to travel in a different realm and in the rodeo world and talk about my school as well. I love Sam Houston, and I love the opportunity it's provided me.
You know, fantastic. And Sam Houston State is within the Bloomer bloodlines, too. I hear a rumor or something about your brother. Talk to us about that.
Yes, my little brother, he's a freshman this year, and he's going to Sam. And it's been great because we're actually rooming together, which a lot of people are like, what? But we got a house together, and it's actually been great. I love having my brother here. It's almost like I have a part of home with me. It gets lonely. I used to live by myself, and now I have him here with me. So we're hoping to continue the generations here, and he wants to study mass comm too. So I'm excited to see where that'll lead.
You know, and I wouldn't say your little brother. I'd probably say your younger brother. Because for anybody that knows you, there's quite the difference between the two of you.
Oh, definitely. And a lot of people are like, y'all are even related? And it's funny, my sorority had a date party, and he came with us. He was with his girlfriend, who's in my sorority now. And people are like, that guy's cute. I was like, ew, that's my brother. Like, don't talk about him. That's weird to me. Like, people think that about my brother now, and that he's in college. It just hasn't set in yet.
You know, and you talk about what Sam Houston State University Mass Communication has done for you. And you dabbled into it a little bit about the Dan Rather in interning. That is something very special. You just can't sign up to do that. You actually have to go through an extensive selection process, and very few people get to do this. Tell us about that selection process and what it meant for you to spend all that time right alongside with one of the legends on TV.
You know, Jason, it's funny that you say that, because I actually had an option to go to other schools to cheer. And I turned them all down because I wanted to go to the Dan Rather School of Journalism, because I heard that there's an opportunity that if you're a junior or senior, you can apply to go to New York and spend your summer with Dan Rather. So I was a senior in high school, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to Sam Houston. And at first, my dad was like, what? Why Sam Houston? All the places we looked at. And I guess fast forward 3 years later, it came down to start applying for it. I was like, I cannot not get this. Like, I literally came to the school for this internship. So what you do is they gave us an application process, and you had to write an essay, like a four-page essay about why you wanted to do it and what this internship would mean to you in the future. And then you also had to come up with a resume. And then it's crazy to think about now, because there's actually a tie between three of us at first. They're not a tie. It was like they were like, wow, it's so close. We don't have to do, because there's an interview process too. So the next day they said, listen, we're going to make you guys have a competition against each other. Y'all have to look up research on minimum wage and come back with a detailed one-page essay about as much as you can that Mr. Rather would use if he's going into an interview. And turns out the same day I was supposed to leave to go to a competition for a radio journalist in Texas for Sam Houston to compete. So I was like, crap, if I have limited time, I had 30 minutes to get this essay done and turned in. And I ended up giving him all these people that he could call to talk about minimum wage with, interview possibilities, what minimum wage was doing in the United States, who was adopting a higher minimum wage. And they came back and they were like, you did better research on that than an FBI agent would do. I'm like, well, I really wanted it. I was obsessed with it. So it was a long process, it was like a week or so of waiting. And I was so nervous. My parents already knew, actually, and I didn't even know they knew it. They showed up down in Huntsville, and I was like, what are you doing here? They're like, we're here. We just want to go to the banquet to see. And I was like, well, you don't know if I got it. And, of course, my parents were like, I know, but we just want to be here for you. And the way they did it was they did it at our MassCom banquet, which was kind of nerve-wracking because I didn't know. I was like, oh, my God, if they say I didn't get it or something, it's going to be awkward because I'm sitting here. I'm like, everyone knows that I've applied for it. So they announced, like, and the winner of the 2014 Dan Rather internship in New York City is Alexis Bloomer. And I literally, like, it was just like a sigh of relief. I cried. It was insane. And then fast forward to my summer, and I spent my entire summer in New York with Mr. Rather, who is definitely one of the most iconic journalists in the industry. And not only that, he's a good person. It's really hard to say that, you know, successful people sometimes they don't get a big head or anything, but he is genuinely a nice person. Everyone that works for him loves him. And he made coming to work fun. I wanted to see what he's going to talk to us about. And not to mention, he knows more about most random topics in history than anyone I've ever met. So sitting down with him was almost so surreal that I couldn't even believe it was really happening. So I'll never be able to replace that memory. Sitting down in a room with Mr. Rather one-on-one and just talking to him. Or hearing him compliment me on something was it was humbling for a journalist. And also, it was insane to even think that I was in New York with him. I just spent time with his grandson and everyone. It was a neat experience for sure. And everybody he worked with was so nice and so helpful. They just really welcomed me, which, you know, some people say the Northerners do not do. But when I was in New York, everyone was so friendly to me. So
that's fantastic.
That was kind of a long version.
That's fantastic. You know, and not only the Dan Rather deal and going to school, but before you got chosen for that Dan Rather internship, you had actually applied for a regular television news job. Tell us a little bit about that and if you're still doing that and everything else.
Well, it's funny. Jason, you know me. I'm like, okay, I want to try everything possible in the news world. So I literally, it was just like a sporadic thing. I was like, I'm going to try out for Channel 7 News, which is our local Huntsville news. And it was weird because I was like, I had done it my freshman year, didn't get it. And I was like, this sucks. Like, I'm just not made for news, I don't think. Well, I tried out and they were like, listen, you got it. Every Wednesday we're going to have a newscast and we want you to come in and do that. And it was insane to be able to do that just because I love news so much. I am what you call a news nerd. No matter what it is, sports, weather, anything, I just love it. I love the entire industry. So to be able to go in and report about things that are happening in Crimea and stuff like that, it was really great because it gave me a different side of the spectrum as far as reporting. And I think it definitely like made me have a lot more broad horizons and gave me a different experience that I necessarily was not used to. So, I mean, it was a great experience. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm actually working on the production side of it now and producing the sports segment for Channel 7. So I'm trying to do as much as I possibly can for my resume for when I graduate.
That's fantastic. And not only the television and production side, but you are kind of all over the spectrum. You actually have your own self-addressed show on Sirius Satellite Radio. That is huge. And how can people follow it? What is the show about? And give us a glimpse into everyday life of producing that deal.
It's actually our 1-year anniversary this month, coming in October. So it's pretty exciting. It's been a whirlwind of a year, like entirely. Like, they pretty much, Patrick Gotch, Randy Bernard, RFD, just gave me this opportunity to take this show and make it my own. Make it whatever I wanted. So I called it Alexis Bloomer Off the Record. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and even Instagram. We're all over social media giving updates on what's happening on the rodeo road and about what we're going to be doing on the show this week. And the show was really designed to be an inspirational show to talk about people either overcoming adversity or just an interesting thing that happened when they're on the road. And it's kind of evolved into this. In the beginning, I usually tell stories about something that either happened that week at school in my life or something like that, that like I learned a lesson from, just so that I can, I don't know, it's really just like a motivational thing. I really want to pump people up when I talk to them. And I love interviewing people that like don't necessarily know what to expect when they talk to me, because then I have the opportunity to just send them, give them a little whirlwind. And that's what my show is about. It's really about, it's a fun, energetic show that if you're listening to it on the weekend, you're going to automatically feel warm and fuzzy. Like, it's just one of the things where I try to invite people in. So this week, like, I asked Caleb Bennett, and he's like, I never know what you're going to ask. You always catch me off guard. So, and that's what the show is designed to do. I don't want to make it a typical rodeo show. It is with rodeo athletes, but showing a different side of their personality that I don't think fans get to see enough of. So that's what my show really was about, was trying to adapt that in there and show that these guys have a personality and they do stuff when they're on the road, and pretty much just show that this is a profession, but it is something they're passionate about as well.
You know, fantastic. And one of your guests that you had just, I believe it was last week, but you're known to have a lot of the well-known athletes within the sport of professional rodeo, but you had a very young up-and-comer that is really making a run at his first national finals rodeo. Tell us a little bit about him and how excited and what it meant to you to be able to give him the exposure he needs.
Well, you know, I interviewed last week. I interviewed Timothy Bingham, and I can't say enough great things about this kid. I think that he is going to be a big, big face in our sport, and I think that's what we need is people like him. And one thing I was very impressed about in our interview is that he was confident. He knew, he told me at one point that he knew he was going to make the NFR, and he expected to be here 10 years ago, which is something I love to hear, because a lot of athletes in rodeo try to be so like, oh, no, I didn't know if I was going to be here. I was shocked. And that's not true. I mean, they were working their butts off to get it. They were little. So I really was impressed with his whole demeanor and how he presented himself on the radio. He was great. And I love, that's one of the things I love doing, is I love promoting people that want to do it. He was on a different time zone. He woke up early to do this show with me. And he was all about it. He's like, I'm ready to go. He was excited to be there. He wasn't dragging or anything like that. Like, you could tell he really wanted it. And I think that's what we need in our sport, is guys that are up and coming and that are going to be dedicated and do what it takes to be the best. And I think that, honestly, Timothy Bingham, I think that I had so much fun interviewing him. And, you know, you never know with new guys that are not really around the sport very much. I heard he was a little shy, but I didn't see that at all when he was interviewing. I was extremely impressed. I think that this year, watch out, Vegas, because him and Sage Kennedy are definitely going to be two forces to be reckoned with, especially in the bull riding.
You know, absolutely. Let's talk about that a little bit. There's one guy that is well known that is working his tail off right now to be able to make his 20th Wrangler National Finals rodeo appearance. And has he gone through just crazy adversity in his life and a very, very, very limited rodeo schedule. And Cody Ole is on fire right now in the last hole, 15th place, with a good cushion coming into this last weekend of rodeos to make that road, to make the national finals, that nobody in this world thought that he could make. And Cody Ole is making believers out of doubters.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Cody Ole is a perfect testament. Someone that could take a bad run and make it look good, or bad calf. And I think that, honestly, you never put money against him, because when he wants it, he wants it. And I have no doubt that he'll stay on the team. I really do. I think that he's a great athlete. And I think that even watching him last year at the NFR, I mean, he's just got it. It's in his blood. He was meant to be doing it. And I think that he picked the perfect sport, because he fits his occupation just perfectly. He knows how to win, and he is a winner in the arena for sure.
And absolutely. And what is Alexis Bloomer's predictions for world champions at the end of the 10-day run of the 2014 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo? What do you predict in some of the tightest races coming in the history of the sport?
You know, Jason, the thing about this year is that we're seeing a lot of guys that have made the NFR not making the NFR this year. which is extremely shocking to me because we've watched them compete year after year, and now they're probably not going to be back. There's a week left, and it's just, this is crunch time. These Cowboys are wanting it. They're getting nervous. They're getting edgy because they're just ready for the season to be over with, to know that they finally made it in the top 15. And it's really hard for me to make predictions because so much changes as far as health and everything and rough stock. But bareback, I'm definitely going to give my money on Caleb Bennett. I feel like when he's on, he's on. And he's super confident about the NFL this year, and he's ready for it. And I think last year we saw a different side of him when we saw the confident Caleb come out. After he made his second NFR, we saw him getting in the arena and having crazy dismounts and all that. And so I think that he's really going to be pushing for it. I think that it's just insane to even think about that the NFR is already coming up. I know you probably feel the same way.
Oh, man.
But then in steer wrestling, I mean, golly, that's what when I'm talking about people not making it, there's six guys that have been there consistently. They're in below 23rd place. Below 23rd, that's insane for me to think about. And Luke Brinkley, you know, he's had a nice break when all these other guys are still going and going. I think that he's going to be a force to reckon with as well because he's going to be energized and ready to go. He's going to be wanting it. He's been sitting out for a while, resting up after surgery. So I think that's going to be helping him. And he's going to have an advantage over other guys who are just getting a three-week rest up or whatever. He's going to have a while. He's going to be coming. And if anything, with Brinkley, you know, he could take a break and get off of a horse and still do great. So.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, but I think that I'm going to be watching the guy that is known for Rodeo Vegas and Casey Jones. He has been on fire.
That's who, actually, you know what? That's what I was just about to say. I think that Luke will give a run for the money, but I think this year is Casey's year. I mean, look, every big rodeo he's won this year. He's been so consistent. He's on fire, and I am not afraid to say that. I think so well of him and his wife, Dale. I think that he wanted it, and this is his year. And he has had such a great summer run. Oh, my gosh. Every win possible. I'm like, Casey, goodness gracious. I can't interview you more on my show because you just keep winning. So
right.
He's had a great, great summer. I can't wait to see what he's going to do in Vegas this year.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of everything and how you can't believe that the NFR is coming up so fast, both of us have some pretty exciting things happening down there at the Cowboy Fan Fest, the Cowboy Christmas at the Convention Center this year. Once again, you have your live show daily with all sorts of special guests. Tell us a little bit about that and what people can expect to see during your show when they come down and visit for the 10-day run.
Well, Jason, expect the unexpected. That's all I have to say. This year is my third year, and it's also the 30th anniversary of the NFR being in Vegas. So I have some exciting and crazy things that are going to be going on. Lots of giveaways, so you need to follow me on my Facebook to see what's going to be going on with that. It's Alexis Bloomer Journalist. We're going to have tons of giveaways for my sponsors and everything. And something new this year is the show is actually moved to 2:15 in the afternoon. And I think that's going to be great because it's going to be in the afternoon. A lot of people are going to be coming through. So we have a lot of exciting things planned for that. We have already Tuff Cooper lined out and possibly even a few country singers that are coming on. So, I mean, it's just going to be the best year yet. I can already say that. It's going to be insane. We're having the mall search right now and everything. I think that, you know, every year we try to get better and bigger. So this year is just, it's going to be a bang. It's all going to be about Vegas. So definitely expect the unexpected. I'm feeling better than I ever have, and I'm so ready for Vegas. I've just been counting down the days. And I'm looking right now at a poster from last year's NFR, and I'm just like, I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm counting down the days. School is just a blur to me right now.
Absolutely. We talked yesterday, and we were like, Jason, oh, my God, it's coming. I can't believe my deadline. So you had to hurry up and do a photo shoot for your show yesterday. Just
I know. Let me tell you, my life is just a constant rush, first of all, because, like, my teachers don't understand. They're like, okay, why would this random girl want to go and get out of our class? I'm like, I just need to leave 5 minutes early to go to a show on national radio. Like, no big deal. Like, just let me out. Like, class is over. So I had to just walk out the other day, and they don't understand that I have a job and stuff, too. It's been insane because I'm having to work with photographers out of Dallas. And then I drive down. I'm, like, leaving class, taking a test, coming, like, changing completely, doing my hair, makeup, fixing it for the photo shoot, doing a photo shoot, and then by the time I get off the photo shoot, going to an honor society meeting. and then going to flag football practice. I'm like, I'm pretty sure my 21-year-old schedule is probably the craziest of any other person in college. And like I told you yesterday, it's rushed. All of it's rushed.
Absolutely. And that reminds me of a point. Watch out, Las Vegas. Alexis Bloomer is finally 21.
Oh, God. I know last year I couldn't do anything. I get in trouble for stepping on the red like carpet. I'm like, are you serious? Like, it was awful because I'm like, I am like, I have a room at the MGM. Like, I'm partly working with them. So, like, I don't understand why I can't sit in a bar if I'm not even drinking. I ask for a water. It really sucks being someone that's an entertainer out there and like a talk show host and not even be able to get into the bar. You know how embarrassing that is? I'm like, gosh, this year, first thing I'm doing, I'm going gambling. I'm going to get myself a drink. And I'm going to be like, I don't even drink. I just want to do it. Just say, oh, I did it in Vegas. Which is terrible.
That's right. And Tuesday night, you're actually going to be able to have some fun with us out at South Point at all the contract parties this year.
Yes, I'm excited for that too. And I think that like I'm saying, I told Bo the other day over Las Vegas fence, I said, listen, I'm 21, so Vegas better watch out. I can do what 21-year-olds do. I'm not a little girl anymore. And I'm like, I'm so ready to be able to go and like be able to go places with my dad and be able to go places with my family and just, and then be able to actually partake in things that are Vegas. Like you know, Jason.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Hey, you got to have fun. I was always boring, but you get to have fun.
I sure did, you know. It was fun because last year I got to work hand-in-hand with you and your mom on your show and helping you out. But I'd always ask your mom, man, what did you guys do last night? Nothing much. And I totally forgot that you weren't of age to be able to do anything down there. But this year, I don't think I'm going to be able to find you.
Oh, my gosh, no. Business first. That's what everyone says. Like, they're like, Alexis, do you have time for, like, boyfriend? Do you have time for anything? I'm like, no. Like, I'm building my empire right now. I got to do that. So, that's Vegas is work, but I like to have fun, too, when I'm out there. And I think I'm going to be having my surprise birthday party when I'm out there. Not really a surprise, but celebrating my 22nd birthday that's coming up in December. So, I turned 21 last year, 5 days after Vegas was over.
Yes.
5 days.
Yep. it was a heartache.
This year's
for
my
you.
Year.
I know. And, you know, it was just awesome last year. Great sponsors that you had last year for all the giveaways. What can we expect this year when you say we have a ton of giveaways? This show would not be what it is each and every year out there for you if you didn't have great sponsors. Tell us a little bit about those folks.
You know, I'm definitely blessed in it when it comes to sponsors. I work with some of the most incredible people within the industry that do so much for our industry. I'm so blessed that they chose to invest in me because I am representing their brand. And the fact that they have trust in me to wear their brand out there and to represent them, it's very humbling. It makes me very proud to represent the brands I wear. As you know, I've been with Justin since I was 12 years old, Justin Booth, and Louis Russo and them and Tassie Monroe take such good care of me. And it's funny, I was in New York this summer. I was like, I'm designing boots that I want to do. And they're like, okay, just bring them up. So we're going to be doing something with them. I'm trying to get actually kind of like, I can't give away too much information, but I want to do something that's actually going to be like a charity with them that I'm going to try to do this year to raise money for the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund. So I'll be talking about that more later. You're going to have to look on Facebook to see more information about it, but there might be rodeo tickets involved. So we're going to be doing a lot of things like that this year. And then also Yaya Girls and then Southern Jewels with Branda. They just take really good care of me. Western Wind Wine, Aaron Ranch. Without them, I wouldn't be able to have my show in Vegas, and they definitely make Alexis Limmer Live what it is. And I just hope that they get as much attention for my show as they deserve, because I'll never be able to repay them and all the kindness they've done for me and everything that they have done to make me the person that I am today.
That's right. And you said a show at 2:15 daily, but we don't have all the artists lined up. But once you get there, if you want to know what Alexis Bloomer is up to each day, you have to see and listen to me as you walk in to give you daily updates. It's going to be a pleasure working hand-in-hand with you again this year.
Always a pleasure, Jason. You're so fun to work with, and you just really promote the sport well, and I appreciate it for sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Alexis Bloomer, this has been Jason Hitlin with the Rodeo Roundup Unplugged. Stay tuned next week as we inch closer and closer to the PBR World Finals and the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. coming up in Sin City in October and December inside the beautiful Thomas and Mac. It's not goodbye, but it's so long for now until our Rodeo Trails meet one more time. Goodbye, folks, and we will see you next week with another very special guest right here on the Rodeo Roundup Unplugged.